You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Rutschman serves it into left for Taylor Ward, who couldn't find it. And it's going to drop way over his head. It comes down for a pop-up triple. And a 1-0 lead. Mountcastle to right field. That's down for a base hit. And the Orioles make the Angels pay after the intentional walk. Henderson way up in the air. And it's gone! Maverick and Gunner with RBIs in the inning. And the Orioles feel the need for a 5-run lead. He struck him out swinging, and the Orioles will head home with a series win in their pocket. 7-3 final, the Orioles' first Sunday win of the year.
Thought our bats were really good in the middle part of the game, and swung the bat pretty well against a left-handed starter. So, got to start somewhere. Today was a good day. Zach Eflin, great to see him on the mound. You know, I thought they took some good at-bats in the first against him, but I thought, you know, stuff looked the same, and our bullpen did a fantastic job.
So here are the highlights courtesy of Masson. Kevin Brown on the call. And then you heard Brandon Hyde after the game. He liked the at-bats. The Orioles win on Friday and Sunday. They win the series. And yesterday, they actually scored 7 runs in a baseball game. 4 guys with 2 hits. Gunner, Mounty, Adley, and Cedric Mullins. Those were the only 8 hits they had. Maverick Hanley drove in 2 runs without a base hit. And they win 7-3 and win the series.
I mean, look. I don't know how many contending or allegedly contending teams play must-win series in May, but for me, this was one. That Angels team, obviously, is pretty devoid of talent and devoid of many ways to win baseball games right now. And if you had managed not to win 2 of 3 with Sagano and Eflin, your two guys, your two, you know, starters that have proven to be dependable for at least some period of time, for Eflin, quite a while, then that would have been a really long flight home, and I would have thought that would be enough to force major changes. So it was a must-win series, and they managed to win. A lot of hat tips from the Angels, who can't run the bases, can't catch fly balls. I mean, it was pretty rough stuff on their end. And look, the Orioles are not still playing super crisp ball themselves, but they met that standard. They won that series. Gunner has come alive a little bit. Now, again, he's facing a lot of crap pitching, so we're going to see what that looks like against some better arms, but he's turned it around. Sed came out of a long slump. I love what Maverick Hanley did. You know that you're might not be quite ready for this. So what are the little small things I can do? How can I maximize this at bat? And you know, do every little sort of intangible to help us smother a run across the plate. And frankly, he looks like a better defensive catcher than Allie Rutschman right now, too. Just a fact.
Yep.
So there are definitely some positives to take from this. Eflin looking like himself in his first time back after a while. Sagano absolutely shoving again. We're now starting to hear rumblings about Batista maybe being able to go 2 days in a row, and they like what they're seeing from him. I'd still be pretty judicious about that, but you know, I know he gave up a run, but he still looks good. Now the question is, can they sustain anything for even 3 days in a row? Which to this point has been utterly, it's been a bridge too far.
Well, we haven't seen them win three straight games. We haven't seen them win back-to-back series yet this year. And you mentioned the seven runs at the top, Ken. That's their highest scoring output since April 19th. April 19th, scoring seven runs. And like you said, Jason, it took a lot of assist from the Angels as well, running into and out on the base paths.
Where was Jorge Soler going?
Did he not know how many outs there were? I don't know what was going on.
Wild pitch scored a run. You had two fielding errors. And then one guy, Jason, that came through intentionally walking O'Neill to get to Mountcastle.
That was fun.
Why would you intentionally? Have they not seen O'Neill?
I guess Ron Washington was thinking about the career numbers. Yeah. Because the guy has traditionally hit lefties better, but yeah, he stinks this year.
But and it wasn't a perfect series, far from it. But we know how much they struggle against left-handed starters, left-handed pitching in general. They were able to pick up a win against a left-handed starter. They had better at bats for the most part, at least driving up Tyler Anderson's pitch count.
Yep.
So you found a way to get two of three, but now it's about building momentum.
Yeah, and look, they're 1-5 this year with a day off. They were 11-11 last year coming off a day off. So that has not been something that has worked well for them. And they're facing a Twins team that looks entirely different than the way we talked about. It's crazy, you know, it's baseball. The way we assessed the Twins going into the Orioles series in Minnesota just about a week ago.
Yeah.
They're the hottest team in baseball.
Won 8 in a row.
They've won 8 straight. Yeah. Royce Lewis is back, and he's finally got a hit. The bullpen looks like everybody understands their role. It's no longer just a two-person lineup. It's kind of funny the way those things work. But yeah, I mean, they've got a deep, deep hole to dig out of. And, you know, we played the clips there in the sports update. Every time Brandon Hyde talks like that, I think there's a lot left unsaid. Like, you know, the guys fought like they didn't want to lose. And like,
isn't that the object?
Like, I mean, why?
Does that need to be said?
Like, really? Like, that's where, like, really? They didn't completely just give up? Like, they weren't completely lifeless? Like, and even these, like, the overt, and we're going to get into this more later this hour and later this show. Mm-hmm. But, like, how many votes of confidence? Like, what is enough with the votes of confidence? Why should anybody feel your product sucks?
Yeah.
Six times a week. Why is anybody confident in anything? Why isn't the message, hey, everybody should be fighting for their job? Like, why isn't that the message? Why isn't the message, hey, Adley, quit pissing down your leg in the batter's box or you're batting ninth or you're going to sit for three straight days? How about you sit and watch a series if you can't do anything productive with people on base? When Maverick Hanley comes up and looks better in situational settings than you have in 6 weeks, it's not a time to rejoice that we won the series. It's a time to say, what standard are we holding each other to? Like, who is actually messaging that, like, no, this really isn't good enough. It really is that bad. And we're going to stop slapping each other on the back and saying, I support you and I support you. And we're actually going to play like a team that is playing for its life. You were 10 games under 500 going into yesterday. Like, am I crazy? Everybody's like, no, you're okay. You're okay. You get a gold star. Oh, you really fought
you
hard today.
Save the energy for the Charlie segment? Morton.
Charlie Morton got 7 outs today. Yeehaw. It's a step in the right direction. Yeah. I mean, are you a contending team or not?
Well, right now, they're not.
Well, if you fancy yourself as a contending team, then start acting like a contending team. Start talking like a contending team. Start holding each other accountable like a contending team. I'm sick of all the gold stars and kindergarten almost cost BS with this team. Get through a weekend without making yourself sound like idiots.
At 2:30, we'll be talking about that again.
Got plenty more to say.
Yeah, he
does. The tip of the iceberg. To tease.
There's a lot of attaboys going on with the Baltimore. So they win 7-3. They finally win a series. They're off today. They host the Red Hot Minnesota Twins starting tomorrow. Big Monday show. A lot going on in sports, including the NBA playoffs. We'll talk to senior writer for NBA.com, Steve Ashburner, at 3 o'clock. Talk some Ravens. We're going to get into the fact that this has been a kind of a quiet, very quiet offseason for the Ravens.
On field. Yeah, plenty
yeah,
off field.
Yeah, oh, yeah, but I mean the roster. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're transactionally.
Right. Yeah, off field. Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, joins the four. Matt Wyrick was just in Anaheim with the Angels. Or the Orioles with the Angels, covering the Orioles for the Baltimore Sun. He joins at 4:30, and we'll talk to our own Cordell Woodland at 5.
Yeah, we will also break down Adley Rutschman's first 450 major league games, how he ranks in Orioles history, and frankly, since June 20th last year, just how ineffective has he been at the plate versus every other major league hitter. The numbers
might, it's not good.
The numbers might make you want to throw up.
Coming up next, though, the pitching, and we alluded to it a little, but are things starting to stabilize themselves? Eflin's back. Sagano looks legit. Dean Kramer's been good of late. We talk about the starting pitching next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here on the Fan.
And he is looking to be the first Orioles starting pitcher to record an out in the eighth inning this year. Dean Kramer went seven twice. Sagano's gone seven twice, and here's a slow roller. Holiday gets it over to first. Sagano retires Renifo. Seven and a third innings, a new season high for an Oriole pitcher. And that's going to be the end of the night for Sagano. Could be Eflin's final pitch today, and it's grounded to shortstop. Henderson a clean pick. On the run, he ends a scoreless fifth, and Zach Eflin, after allowing two runs in the first, shuts the Angels down through the next four.
Kevin Brown with the calls on Mass, and you heard my guy Tomoyuki Sagano go seven and a third Friday night, first Orioles starter to get an out in the eighth inning. Zach Eflin goes five. The defense didn't do him favors in the first, but he gets the win going five, giving up just two. We've liked what we've seen from Cade Povich for the most part. Dean Kramer has had back-to-back nice starts. Obviously, Morton and Gibson are trash, but is the rest of the rotation starting to stabilize a little bit?
I mean, yes, absolutely. I think my caveat would be Eflin's missed a lot of time for a guy who hasn't been here that long. So I am that gets me a little bit concerned. And this is all new to Sagano. Even the pitching in a five-man rotation and not a six-man rotation. And I think pitching in some of the elements as we get into the summer and the extreme heat and the expanded travel. Japan, much smaller country than obviously, I'm going to just say U.S. because we've got Canada as well. So I think there are some variables there that bear monitoring. But like, I can't quibble with what that guy's doing at all.
Yeah, by the way, him specifically, he's much better than we ever could have expected.
He's dealing. I mean, his splitty now is becoming a premium pitch. Like, the league's batting 200 off of it. They're slugging just 291 off it. He has 15 strikeouts on the splitter and 11 on his other five pitches combined. Like, it's pretty clear that he's commanding this thing now. He has a lot of confidence in it. He'll throw it early in a count. He'll throw it later in a count. Like, we needed to see a premium pitch emerge for him because the velo is the velo, and the command is essential, but the command isn't always going to be plus-plus. He needed a pitch that he could get swing and miss with outside of the zone without velo. And the splitty has become that weapon for him.
He's been really, really good. And when you're focusing in on Sugano and Eflin, they're both giving the Orioles a chance to win every single time they go out there. Sugano has yet to allow more than three earned runs in any of his starts. Eflin hasn't allowed more than three earned runs in a game since coming over to Baltimore. That's 13 starts going back to last year. April's over. So Dean got the poor start to the season out of the way, and he's been really, really good over the past two starts. Look, Kapovich, you're going to have to live with the good and the bad. And you can look back to his last start against Minnesota being the perfect example of that, where he was really, really good for five of those six innings and then really, really bad in that one inning, gave up five earned runs. So he's still chasing consistency. With how poor and horrid this starting rotation looked for the better part of the first month of the season, it looks like there's starting to be some light at the end of the tunnel there. And when you combine the fact, when you're talking about the bullpen, Kittredge is going to be up here before the end of the month. So reinforcements coming on the way in the pen.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think we're going to be nearing the tipping point here pretty soon where the time for excuses and mansplaining is over, and this team's either going to hit the ball or they're not. But, like, it's not going to be a great rotation.
No.
They're not going to lead the league in innings pitched from their starters by a long shot. It's still going to be probably average at best. But like, the idea that games are over in the second inning should be going away. So the idea that Brandon Hyde can make excuses for his hitters that, like, oh, well, we saw the other team hit all those home runs, and, oh, geez, it's just hard to get up. Like, all that's about to go away. And if the bats can lead them, I don't think the bats are leading them anywhere. If the bats can lead them, there's going to be no baloney around it. Like every single day, they're going to have a chance to lead this team out of the doldrums, and we're going to find out. And if they can't do it, I don't want to hear any excuses.
Well, just consider that. Average at best is exponentially better than we've seen because they've been at the bottom of the league in terms of ERA and WHIP and so many different statistical categories. Average at best is a huge...
But the argument's been made that that's what's been holding the hitters back.
Yes.
That's BS. It's complete and utter preposterous BS. And the Wizards and Warlocks, who really understand numbers, they know that the most. But that's what they're selling.
Yeah.
So all I'm saying is, hold them to that standard. If they're still scoring three runs or less four times a week, and now they're getting respectable starting pitching, maybe they don't have the hitting incubator they claim to have.
The other thing is, quietly, they're starting to be aggressive with moving some other pitchers in the system. Like, we're probably going to see Kyle Brenovich at some point. I saw that Herman was moved to Double A.
Braxton Bragg, we're going to talk to Thursday at Bowie, like Chesapeake.
Those guys, well, it's in Bowie, but yeah. We're probably, like, this is going to be a new world for them, and that I think they're going to be more aggressive.
Because there's no there.
Yes, correct.
Trevor Rogers is a nothing burger.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He's off the IL.
McDermott's got a ways to go to be thought of at the major leagues, given how much time he missed. Like, Brandon Young's hurt again. So, like, yeah, they've got no choice. They don't have a lot of veteran, like, there's not a lot of guys in Norfolk who've started games in the major leagues before. Some teams have that at AAA. These guys, in terms of dudes who've spent most of their career outside of the system, these guys don't. So, and again, like, I hope Eflin can hit the post 10, 12 times in a row.
Yeah, he's already had two IL stints, and he came over here in August last year. So, durability.
What's he made? Like 14 starts? 13 starts with the Orioles?
Yesterday was 13. 14 if you want to count playoffs, but 13 regular season.
And he probably had no business making that start in the playoffs. But alas, that's neither here nor there. But it does seem like, at least for the time being, and with Dean Kramer, you just never know. Like,
it's what he is. Yeah, it's wild oscillation. It's variance. There's not a lot of middle ground with Dean Kramer.
But it feels like they have a chance more often than not to at least be league average in starting pitching, which, quite frankly, let's face it, they haven't been a lot early.
Well, the next step also will be, okay, if this thing stabilizes, then what are we doing with Gibby and Morton?
Mm-hmm. They can't both be here.
No.
One of them can stay in the pen, not both. Not both.
I'm curious to see how that whole thing plays out because they're both making real money.
One's making
15, one's making 8. Well, isn't one making, what do you make, 5?
Five and a half.
Yeah, so the guy making 5 might be better than the guy making 15. So then
especially if he's pitching out of the pen with regularity.
Yeah, so it'd be interesting to watch, but at least we're starting to see some decent pitching from the Baltimore Orioles on most nights. Coming up next here on the program, something that Jason couldn't wait to talk about as he started to get into it in the open.
It's ridiculous.
Some necessary roughness. Enough of the attaboys from the Baltimore Oriole. The people doing the talking. We'll explain.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Next here on The Fan.
Me and Mike work closely, and this is worked together for quite a while now, and we have a great relationship and communicate really well. And for him to, you know, be able to do that for me and to understand also kind of what we're going through. You know, he was very patient in my first few years when we were not good, but you know, then we got pretty good. And for him to show the patience this year too, and then the understanding of where we are roster wise. I appreciate that very much. Mike has been incredibly respectful to me. He's been incredibly supportive, as well as everybody else in the front office ownership. So,
Brandon Hyde with musical accompaniment, talking about how supportive Mike Elias has been, and no reason for the seat to get a little warm at all, because we're going to be patient just like we were when we were tanking. Before we start discussing some of this garbage that we've been hearing people say, here's Cody Ashey, the Orioles hitting coach, with more of that.
You know, I think systematically we go about our day, you know, pretty similarly with how we're approaching pitchers, how we're approaching the swing, how we're approaching each guy. You know, struggles for last year I don't think are one-to-one for our struggles this year. You know, so, yeah, has it been a long period of what seems like bad offensive baseball? Sure, but I don't think it's always for the same reasons. You know, we have different voices with Tom and Sherman and myself, and I believe in what we're doing. I continue to believe in that.
Nothing to see here, Jason. They struggled last year.
Trust the process.
They're struggling this year, but it's different struggles.
All our young hitters, yes, except for Jackson Holliday, are falling way below, yes, expectations. But we know what we're doing.
Yeah.
That's exactly keep doing what the same thing, and we'll eventually get different results.
We're going to keep knocking that square peg in the round hole.
And we're
going to
do it with even less,
yes,
real bats in our lineup this year than last year.
Correct.
With even more pressure on them.
Correct.
And a worse pitching staff.
Correct. All of that's true.
I really, you know, first of all, the skipper's not talking. The skipper coming in Saturday, nothing to see here. My guy loves me. Leave us alone. We got a good thing cooking. The GM loves me. I love the GM. Nobody's job's on the line. And then he doesn't have to talk to the media on Sunday.
No.
And then we get that pablum from the hitting coach. It really turned my stomach. Like, all that stuff was said before they even knew they were going to win this series.
Yep.
What planet am I on? How is this the world we're in when it's kumbayas and we're in this together? There is not anybody signaling to a single player or a single coach or a single member of management who put this Frankenstein thing together that you haven't been good enough for a long time here. This, except for Elias coming out and saying it, but putting nothing behind it, putting no one on the line other than seemingly Charlie Morton, who he signed, he overspent for, a guy who didn't have a market, and he's throwing a lot of darts at Charlie Morton. But just juxtapose the way he's talked about Charlie Morton versus the way he's talked about and how they've handled Adley Rutschman, with the way they've handled Gunner, with the way they've handled Grayson, all their guys. Like, or Grayson isn't really their guys. They do cat guy, but they claim him because they got no pitching, so they claim him. The way that they handle everybody else, the way they handle the hitting coach, the way they talk about Brandon Hyde, is that, like, do you think that that's what this team needs? We've been saying before the bottom fell out that they need tough love, that they need, like, some dudes who will come at them. They need to be challenged. They need to be held accountable. But instead, we got Brandon Hyde telling everybody that, you know, I'm good, man. Like, how it couldn't possibly be me.
The thing that sickened me was he compared it to when he was coaching a team that was tanking.
Yeah.
He's like, well, Mike had a lot of patience with me in the early days. Well, nobody thought you were going to win then. Like, now there are expectations.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's all about expectations. You knew going in you were going to get your brains beat in for a handful of years, where now the expectation is to win. The expectation is to win in October, which we haven't seen them win a game in October going on in a decade. And that brings pressure. And right now, this team isn't even coming close to living up to expectations. They haven't since June 21st of last year. And with this going on for this long, we've seen multiple teams make moves.
I just can't buy the fact that he tried to compare the tanking days to this and trying to say it's the same.
Maybe I'm crazy, but this is what I wanted to hear out of the skipper. To me, this would be leadership. Hey, guys, you should be writing about my job being on the line, because guys are getting fired in places like Pittsburgh, where they were supposed to be terrible, and Texas, where they were supposed to be good. And guess what? It is the big leagues, and I want these guys to produce better, and I haven't gotten it out of them.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody should feel great about themselves right now. Nobody should be reveling in their job security. Do you want to bat leadoff, or do you want to be on the bench? Do you want to bat cleanup, or do you want to sit your ass for a series because you're not getting it done? That's how they need to be handled, and that's how I needed to be handled. And none of us as an organization have come close to giving you people who are staying up till midnight to watch us on Masson what you deserve. So you know what? You should be coming for us, and I'll take the first bullet. That's leadership. This is pathetic.
Well, they coddle. This is what they do. The players have been coddled, and I guess the manager has been coddled as well. So how are we going to learn anything different? Like it that was the thing that really stays with me. It's just I hate to repeat myself, but him trying to say it's the same as it was when they hired him to manage a team that they knew was going to lose. This is a team that was expected to be a World Series contender. At least that was their expectation. And they're, what, 10 games under 500 this weekend, now 9. And he's acting like same old, and it's the same expectations.
Well, ultimately, and this is what you're trying to say, Jay, like, just take accountability. Just own it. That's what you got to do. Don't deflect and say, well, yeah, my boss, he really believes in me. Everything's fine. Like, own this with the team.
They can't admit that they're wrong about anything.
No.
For who the hell's Cody Ashe? For him to be taking that tone, dude, you're the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball against lefties. You're the worst hitting team in Major League Baseball on the road, and nobody is, except for Ramon Laureano and lately Jackson Holliday, who's exceeding expectations.
Nobody.
You just said Kobe Emmanuel Mayo back down. Well, that was a disaster. Heston Kerstad's on the cusp of going back down.
Yes.
I mean,
don't forget Emmanuel Rivera, Jason.
Yeah. O'Hearn.
I just think like they are utterly unserious. They really are all about themselves. Like they can't even see the depths of their delusion and the depths of the squalor that they've fallen into. Where like the answer at the end of the day is always, well, we've got it figured out. How could we not have it figured out? We're so effing smart. How can we not? If you just give us till forever, we'll eventually be right. Just give us a long enough runway. Guy's been here 7 years. Give us a long enough runway, and we will eventually prove how smart we are. That's literally what they're selling. The damned thing of it all is the billionaire bought it. And yeah. He's the only one that matters.
And we're still waiting.
And he's saying nothing. Yeah, which every day that he says nothing, he's putting a rubber stamp and a gold star next to the slop that they put on the baseball field and that comes out of their mouths.
Orioles off today after finally winning a series again in Anaheim. They take on the red-hot Minnesota Twins starting tomorrow. Twins have won 8 in a row, 3-game set at Camden Yards. Coming up next, though, we switch to the Ravens. And there's been some stuff going on off the field with the Baltimore Ravens, but has this been their quietest offseason in forever? Like nothing much to see here? We'll explain next here on The Fan.
And I've already moved on. I've started watching tape. I'm immersed in college and pro scouting right now and talking about contracts and negotiations and different things. And that's one, I think for me, that's one of the blessings of my job is it's very seasonal. And I'm in now one of my most favorite seasons, which is the off season, which is not, it's a misnomer because it's my busiest time of the year, but I love being a part of the solution, and that's what we'll be.
So that was Eric DaCosta talking about, and this was the end of the season press conference. Like he's in the off season. He loves the off season contracts. Well, they got Ronnie Stanley done and they made some adjustments to Marlon Humphrey's deal, but we thought there'd be a Hamilton extension. Some thought maybe a Linderbaum extension, a Lamar Jackson extension, even possibly a Derrick Henry extension. Now, they've had the off-the-field stuff with Justin Tucker.
Right.
But on the field, it's been Ronnie Stanley, some minor free agents. They signed DeAndre Hopkins. They signed Note Boom. And they had the draft, and that's basically been
and
the
Awuzie.
And Awuzie, yes. It's been pretty damn quiet.
And look, it's early, and they've done some of their best work when guys are cut elsewhere during camp or signing guys who are still on the street right before camp or even in camp or in the season. But it does strike me as like, this is the most no-frills, nothing burger of an offseason. I mean, certainly during the DaCosta era. And maybe, I mean, even what they did in the draft, and it's hard to judge that in real time, but it's not like they did something out of the norm or something to sort of
they didn't trade up for something.
Right.
Yeah.
They did. I mean, everybody thought they'd take Malachi Starks. They took Malachi Starks. Like, it does strike me as just very pedestrian. Like. Almost like Mike Elias checking boxes. Now, he's got the Ravens have a better roster. The Ravens have a better pedigree.
Yeah, they get much more benefit of doubt for that stuff.
But, I mean, it doesn't. It kind of feels like that. And to me, until they get Lamar and Hamilton done, it's not a successful offseason for me. Those were the two most important things coming in. And those remain the two most important things. And those are, if you do nothing else, like if you do the kind of stuff they've done to this point and you check those two boxes, then I'm good with it. But if you don't, that's a different story.
I'd be shocked if Hamilton's not done by training camp. Now, Lamar's a different story. We know how that thing went sideways a couple of years ago. But we heard Eric DaCosta also say in that end-of-season press conference, where, man, I don't have a lot on my plate this year. Next year is a different story. So he alluded to this
type
of
But next year's plate is this year's plate.
But I'll also say this, Jason.
It's a big plate.
In terms of, you've covered the league for a while. This whole offseason as a whole, this isn't just a Ravens thing. This whole offseason sucked, in large part because the free agent class has been, was terrible, where there hasn't been a ton of teams.
But he likes to make trades. He hasn't even made a quasi-interesting trade where he gets rid of a Jabo for somebody else's spare part, but then we kind of get excited about what they could turn that, this new, the, you know what I mean, somebody else's junk into your treasure. Like,
there's still a lot of time, and they're going to pick up cap space when June 1st hits with the Tucker and the Marcus Williams move of it all, but this is a damn good roster already. Do they need to add? Absolutely, they need to add. We talked about the edge position. We talked about the defense tackle position. We expect them to do that, but this is a damn good roster.
It's weird because you're right. They've been incredibly quiet, but like, and Jonas Schaefer's going to join us in an hour. His piece today in the Banner is like, they might have the best roster in football. Like, but like they check boxes, but the ancillary, like their roster was incredibly solid going into the box checking. So, and as Bone just pointed out, like, remember a couple years ago, they picked up Van Noy and Clowney, and like, they're sitting there in training camp, and they
feel like fortune favors the bold. And I just wonder if they're also, again, I don't want to make everything comparison to the Orioles, but if they also get a little caught up in their own, all of our, we have processes, we have theories, we have philosophies, and you know what I mean? Those shall be proven right.
Well, they've had nothing, more success than the Orioles, too.
Or just compare them to other NFL teams.
Sure.
I don't know. Like, the Eagles have had a really good roster for a while, and the Eagles have done some pretty bold things.
They do bold things. Yes, they have.
But look at the AFC landscape, though. Like, is Kansas City, Buffalo's off seasons? Like, it's just been a weird off season for me, for the NFL as a whole.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't a great free agent class. The draft wasn't loaded with a ton of super-duper blue-chip guys at the positions that can immediately turn the favor of franchises. There have been some interesting trades. Like, they haven't made them. I mean, like, I would say even with the Bengals, I don't love what the Bengals have done. We'll get more into the Bengals.
And that Trey Henderson stuff.
But, like, they did find a way to keep that thing together. Like, that was pretty bold.
Yes, they kept together a team that missed the playoffs.
Might end up being misguided.
Yeah.
It was bold. I just wonder, like, if this team isn't cutthroat enough at the end of the day. If it's too, again, lacking that killer instinct. Because you have attained a measure of success, and it's great. But it again, give me the signature playoff moments of the Eric DaCosta regime.
No, they got to one AFC championship game. They've been the one seed twice.
And in that game, they played a crappy half of football and then beat an overmatched team in the rain at home in the second half that peed down its leg.
Yeah. They beat the hell out of the Steelers.
Beat the Steelers. Okay.
They beat the hell out of the Steelers.
Steelers team that you guys are telling me is complete garbage, and how do they even make the playoffs?
I think they are.
What a bunch of bums. I would have said they're playing the wrong quarterback. Well, I would have played Justin Fields, but he was hurt.
I said it was a better roster in January than it is right now, and I stand on that business.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
I mean, the defense, awesome. What are the signature Baltimore Ravens defensive moments in the postseason in the last 10 years?
They don't have any, and we've talked about the need that they got to force turnovers. They don't force turnovers when Lamar starts a QB in the playoffs. They just haven't. They need to make game-changing plays.
I feel uncomfortable speaking for them, but yes, even 2 years ago when Kyle Hamilton was that guy, he didn't make any game-changing postseason plays, but I think they tried to address – their playmaking in the draft, because drafting Malachi Starks, if he's who's he expecting to be, they get to move Kyle Hamilton back to the guy that's running, moving all over the field.
That's where I'm at, where it's a quiet offseason. It hasn't been a bad offseason because they haven't lost anybody for the most part. Yeah, McCarrie's a blow, but outside
McCarrie's a blow, but he's also
if he's got that market, what are we doing?
Absolutely. I'm not saying
that thing's ticking.
But they didn't really lose much, and they've added kind of on the margins a bit along with the draft.
And we expect
really on the margins.
Yeah. Yeah. And we expect them to do more.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's still early. But this has been the most tepid I can remember.
Yeah. Did you see Lamar Jackson in that episode on Stars?
I saw a little bit of it.
He killed a dude. Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah. Not in real life.
Not in real life.
Make it clear. Wasn't Lamar Jackson actually killing someone. He was playing a part, and he killed someone. That character killed someone in a bathroom, it looked like, I think. Yeah. So, his acting debut.
Lamar obviously had a killer instinct.
He did. Yes. His character.
Well, he's Lamar acting.
Yeah. But I just want to make it clear if somebody's jumping in the middle of the segment. Yeah, Lamar did not kill anybody. No, he did not. Hey, coming up next, the NBA, for the most part, has been pretty killer so far in the playoffs. A crappy game yesterday. But Steve Ashburner, senior writer, NBA.com, will get his thoughts on the playoffs and also this Giannis news that broke earlier today. Steve joins us next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.